I've just been watching the frogs in my garden pond. They're going absolutely crazy. It's towards the end of February, just a couple of days left of February now, and they're all mating, basically. So the pond is full of frog spawn. But it's fascinating how it happens, because there's nothing happening, first of all, and then there's like a million frogs. They just appear overnight, literally. It's quite exceptional. The next, you wake up in the morning and there's like this heaving mass of frogs in the pond. And it's always around the time there's a new moon towards the middle into the second half of February. And it always seems to be then. It's absolutely fascinating. Anyway, I tried to take a picture to put on the title of the this podcast, but I'm not sure, this episode rather, but I'm not sure. You can't see that many frogs because they all dive down when I appear. Anyway, I may or may not use it. We'll see. So, welcome to the Ready List podcast. My name's Sue Merry. I'm an Alexander Technique teacher and founder member of Educare Small School. And the last two episodes have been quite neuroscience-y heavy. And I'm just thinking, oh, enough already, enough with the neuroscience and all the tech stuff. Let's just for a while get back to the practical stuff, because I want to start to teach you the A team. We can explore the structure of it and how you use it. And taking looking at the meaning of the different components in this episode. Later, we'll look more at links to the ready list and the nervous system, and look at the definition of what emotions are and what emotional intelligence is. Oh, noisy parakeets. And also how that all links in with the A-team and the ready list. But for now, the A-team is just four simple things, which are acknowledge, accept, allow, and act. Not original, but I think I've made it quite simple, and also not so much a sort of a philosophy as a practical technique. And because we put the ready list with it, excuse me, it gives us even more control over what's happening. So if you have commitment, consistency, and repetition, you've got a key to end suffering by using the A-team. Now, that doesn't mean your life's going to go marvelously and there's nothing horrible going to happen and you're not going to experience pain and all kinds of things, but it means that you can treat suffering as optional. And I'll explain that a little bit more as we go along, perhaps. But I suppose what I'm trying to suggest is, based on what we've just learned with the neuroscience, is you can steer your life towards a more pleasant affect and more calm affect. So let's just start by looking at the first bit, which is acknowledge. So what you're doing there is you are asking yourself, what's my feeling state? So you're focusing either on the emotion that comes up. Usually you want to do this because of something uncomfortable, but it doesn't have to be. So you focus on the emotion that comes up, or you can use more neutral words, and just focus on valence and arousal. So is this pleasant or unpleasant? Is this how activated or calm am I? And the important thing with acknowledge is that you acknowledge from a neutral place. So it's very easy, if you notice a feeling state, to start to spiral off into judging it. You know, I shouldn't be feeling like this is one of the common things that sort of happens. Or what does this mean? Can I change it? So all these kinds of things coming up. I'm a pretty bad person for feeling like this. What I'm hoping to encourage you to do is to be able to look at your feeling state from a sort of neutral place without attaching any meaning to it whatsoever, but just observing it for what it is. Is it pleasant, unpleasant? How activated or calm are you? So once you've done that, then the next step is accept, around which there can be a lot of misunderstanding. Accept is to acknowledge, I suppose, you've acknowledged how you feel, and then to accept it. This is how I feel. You don't want to change it or resist it. Just recognize it. Oh, yep. Here it is. That way you avoid the threat response. By accepting how you feel, you're not fighting how you feel, you're not resisting how you feel, and all those things activate or further activate the stress response. So let's say, to use emotion words, that you're feeling afraid, fear comes up. If you push it away, or try to rationalize it or deny it or whatever you want to do, I'm not going to give in to this feeling, then that further activates the stress response, because you're fighting or flighting, as it were. If you can just accept that that's how you feel in the moment, then you've got the opportunity to do something. What you can then do next, the next part, and this is quite important, in fact, it's essential, is that you relax into that feeling state. And if that's challenging, you can use the ready list to help you at this point. And if you still can't relax into this feeling state, then this might sound weird, but it's a great thing to try. Then you relax into not being able to relax into the feeling state. And if you can't relax into that, then you relax into not being able to relax into the not being able to relax into feeling state. It's a bit like a Matryoshka doll. You just kind of keep pulling away the layers, and just whatever comes up, you intend to relax into it. And the more you practice the ready list, and the more you practice the especially soft and tall part, the easier this becomes. And similarly to the ready list, you do need to practice this, which is why at the beginning I said you need commitment, consistency, and repetition. All these techniques need to be practiced. The next part is to allow. And basically what you're doing here is you are now allowing this feeling that you have accepted to pass through you, because it will. And you just have to trust that it will do that. It will. So you have to resist the temptation, really, to hurry the process along by trying to do something like pushing the feeling through, because that's resistance. It's not allowing. You can use the ready list to help here. And particularly, I find that breathe is useful. Breathe is very useful for the allowing part of the A-team. The next part is act. If you've followed the three steps so far, and if there is action that needs to be taken, it might not be anything that needs to be done, but if there is, and you should now be in a position to act from a place of peace. But that's not possible to do when your survival circuits are firing. And that's when I think we make not the best decisions, or we kind of act impulsively and then regret it later. So if you're in a peaceful place, your brain will actually help you to choose the best course of action? Should any action be required? Now, this is a really kind of brief overview of the A-Team. I just wanted you to get an idea of what it is, what territory we're in. And I think it maybe would be helpful if perhaps in the next episode we go into it in a little bit more depth, and maybe you could actually work with something. So have a little think about something that you could work on where you get an uncomfortable feeling. Maybe it's some story that runs in your head or some situation you can recall that will produce a feeling for you. And that feeling is, remember, it's the feeling you get now, not a memory of a feeling you had before. In fact, you can't really have that feeling. It's going to only be right now, in the moment. Nothing traumatic or major to start us off, just something to use for us to practice on. And in the meantime, just think about what I've said. And it is a brief sketch at the moment, and there is a bit more to be filled out in it. But even play with it a bit if you want to, and see what happens. Remember, the accept part is the bit that people get stuck with, because they can often think, no, I can't possibly accept this. You know, it's like giving into it. It's the language you use around illness, fighting an illness, for example. Otherwise, it implies you're just giving in. I'll talk a bit more about that next time. So for now, have fun with it so far. I'm just sitting out here now in the park, enjoying this beautiful spring weather. And just to give you a clue that I'm actually finding the A-Team pretty useful right at the moment, because I have a medical situation hovering on the horizon, and waiting to get sucked into the system and find out a bit more about it, how serious or not it is. And of course, that's a place that isn't the most comfortable place to be in. So it's quite useful for me to have these tools to try and manage myself when my mind goes off on a little journey with it all. And it's really saving me at the moment. So I hope you will persevere with this and practice it and listen in again, and we can maybe take it a bit further. So let's just stop. See. Breathe. Soft and tall, let the head float up, the shoulders melt down. And thank you for listening. I'll see you at the next episode.